Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
TX job is in jeopardy. I love it when our show has topics that we do every day. Like, we'll see a story in the news like, oh, that guy's an idiot for stealing that thing. We should do the stupid thing you stole, right?
Yeah.
TX has come in today and said, we should do horse stories.
Yeah.
Did I just say horror stories? Where everyone's like, oh God, that was so scary.
No.
No, what did I say, Erica?
Horse.
Like,
no! Oh my gosh, that was so much better.
Let me try one.
Okay. He played the sound effect.
What are you talking about?
And frankly, if that sound came out of your mouth, I would send you to a hospital.
I can do it. Hold on, let me try one more.
Once again, to the hospital.
I think everyone's got a horse story. I don't know that we've tackled it on the show before.
Because I know there was a story in the news. Well, somebody.
Well, wait,
I don't know.
There's a story of a driver in China. A stallion blocked his way and kicked his vehicle.
Not enough horsepower. or too much.
I want to go on record of saying, if that kind of horseplay doesn't stop.
Horseplay? Okay.
Yes. I will turn this cart around.
Nice. Okay. Good work.
Anyway, car is damaged, and he was fined by police for honking his horn at a horse.
Well, are you kidding
me?
Oh,
he got in trouble?
That's what it says.
Oh. It's a no horn zone.
It's a...
Oh, okay.
It's not a thing around here, is it?
No, you can be horny wherever you'd like.
Okay. when I was...
Erica, don't bail him out.
Yeah, come on.
No, okay, come
bail
on.
Him
it's
out.
A good
you
one.
Got a horse story, get after
I
it.
I was probably like 9, and we would
How?
Go... 9?
Okay.
Yeah. We would go with to my grandparents. They lived on a lake and whatever. And our family friends came with us. Bunch of girls, me and my sister's ages, my mom's best friend. One day we're like, we're all going to go to this place called Ponderosa Ranch and we're going to do the horse trail ride. So get there. We get on our horses. We start going up the trail. Horses are pretty close together. I'll tell you that. They're really one by one on this trail.
Okay.
My sister's horse was right behind my horse. Bit my horse's butt. My horse kicks that horse, gets its foot stuck in the reins, is bucking. I get bucked off the horse. There is a steep hill on the side of the trail that I nearly fell down. And one of my sisters jumped off her horse crying. One horse turned around and said, I'm going back. And yeah, we got about 10 minutes on the trail at most.
Oh my gosh.
I lived.
Oh, whoa.
If the horse had fallen on me, I would have died.
I'm going to say that was actually a great horse story.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I say, oh, I got one, it's
okay.
Yeah. We tell that story to this day with that family.
All right. So in order to save TX job,
please,
we need you to call in with your horse stories as well. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I'm kind of an honorary horse girl.
Oh.
My mom is a like.
Oh my God! I forgot. This is not
president.
You knew this.
President of horse club.
Oh yeah, this is so good.
Your mom's got like
thoroughbreds.
Legit. Like, she goes to the Derby.
Yeah.
Keeps them.
Well, they're not here. They're in Kentucky. But yeah, they run at Santa Anita Park. I think they've run at Churchill Downs. Like,
oh my God.
For real. Like, yeah. Her mom is...
Yeah.
Heck, this is...
Well, everyone's got one.
Everyone's got a horse story.
We went to Santa Anita Park. I think that's the Preakness that's there. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Went to that. Yeah, yeah. And there's a tunnel. And who was the jazz guy that did the album with Lady Gaga?
Tony Bennett?
Yes.
I think he passed away, right?
He did.
Yeah.
So he was in this golf cart, and there's this tunnel that the horses go down to get to the track. And I'm on one side of the tunnel. I am severely allergic to horses.
Oh, Eric.
Is that why your mom keeps them?
Yeah. She also has a bagel shop, can't have gluten.
Oh my God. Anyway, this is getting really dark.
So I'm on one side of the tunnel and I'm like, I can't breathe. So I walk across the tunnel and I'm on the other side. There's like a bunch of random security. I'm not focused on them. I'm just like, my eyes are itchy. My throat's closing. Like, this is great. And this woman walks behind me and she's beautiful. And she goes up these steps and I'm like, okay, well, I don't know where she's going. So I'm wandering around, whatever. She was a princess. And I was in the VIP section. Just chilling. Tony Bennett comes by. Like, it was, yeah.
And there was Aaron dying of horse.
I just want to know, is this a horse story or a Tony Bennett princess story?
Yeah, I don't know.
Almost could be a mundane celebrity encounter.
Yeah, it's a horse story because
she's dying.
It's an allergic reaction story.
All right, Hack, it's your show. Go.
Okay, one time I went with my wife to ride horses, and we just like, you know, at one of those places where you can rent them, and we went up, and I was kind of petting the horse, and it gave me a little nibble, and I went, hey.
Oh, no.
Like, is for horses, or?
It is.
Okay, so that was his mundane horse encounter.
I'm just
going to
say this. Remember, his job is on the line. If you call him with a story that bad.
Let's risk it, baby. Let's go.
He's like, I could be free.
I have a horse story.
I have a sad horse story. I don't want to tell it.
Oh.
All right, well, if we're short on calls, you can. Here's my horse story. I never rode a horse my entire childhood. My family grew up around farms. There were horses. They took me to ride a horse one time, and it, like, as we were approaching the horse, it did the thing, and it kicked me hard enough that I was afraid of them.
No kidding.
For my whole life.
Yeah. Oh.
So then I'm married to a Brazilian woman. We're down in Brazil and we're on this farm, and the boys, my brother-in-law, my father-in-law, and my other soon-to-be brother-in-law are like, come with us. And we go out and there are four horses waiting there, and they're like, we're riding over that mountain.
And you're like, I don't want.
You're from Colorado. Obviously, you know what to do.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And I'm like, and I want everyone to know, if you know horses and you have a horse story, you already know this. The second I got on that horse, he turned his head and he was like, oh boy.
Yeah. And he took off.
Oh, yeah. He's guy. Like, it, and they're like, you know, cinch your legs together. And I'm like, what on earth are you talking about? I'm pulling on the rope thing, but I'm like, this horse, we are on a ridgeline doing 90. And he's like, watch this punk. He's got his other horses just dying. They're like, oh my God, you're going to kill him. It was the worst day.
I would pay money to watch you on a horse.
Oh my God, it was the worst.
We got to take it.
There's just nothing
go
about it
horses.
Is right. Yeah.
Cinch him.
You don't understand. And like my brother-in-law, who's the general of the Brazilian Air Force, finally rides up next to us and gets us stopped, but not before doing the like Hayao Silver horseback on two legs, like does the whole thing. And I'm like, okay, my hero.
That was a pretty good horse.
Yeah. So they put me on one that had like a horseshoe for a back and walked me back down. Okay.
They put you on one you put a quarter in.
Yes.
Okay.
I have a horse story. If you have a horse story, 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
One of those situations that's backfired on me. We were putting TX's job on the line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He said horse stories will kill on the show. I had umbrage, but it turns out there's
You were a bit of a naysayer.
Oh, you better watch it, man. He's gonna be mad.
Do you want to give your sad story?
Hey, why are you whiny?
I got nothing for you.
Yeah.
I don't have puns. I'm not even very funny.
It's on my honeymoon, we went to Martha's Vineyard, and one of the activities we wanted to do there was to ride horses. My wife would love to ride horses. And I was like, we can't afford to go. And so we just didn't. And it's kind of haunted me till this day.
Have you taken her since?
We have been since.
And gone horseback riding there?
Yeah, but not on Martha's Vineyard, you know?
You got to do that. For
do you ride in the water, kind of?
I don't know. I didn't go. I don't know.
Next year is your 10-year anniversary.
Yeah. I know. I have that, like, someday I want to do it.
Yeah, no, not
and, like, you don't just tell her where you're going.
Hey, yeah, turn off the radio.
Yeah, take, you know, it's a little late.
I got to plan the whole thing.
Okay.
I will do it for you.
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
Stephanie.
Yay.
Yay. Horses.
Okay, so I go camping with my family every summer, and a couple of Julys ago, we had our horses. They were grazing now, and we go in, like, in the back country where there's no phones, no electricity, no nothing. And we lost one of our horses, and we looked for it for days, never could find it.
You just misplaced a horse?
It runs away.
Well, it was grazing, and it was, and we just looked up, and it was gone, and we couldn't find it. That was in July. And then we went back up in October to go hunting and look for it again and just assumed the thing is dead. And then the next spring, I mean, it survived all winter long up in the high country. And then the next spring, it was like April, I had a guy call me. He's like, is this your horse? And
how did they know it was your horse?
Back.
Yeah.
Oh, are they microchipped?
I told everybody that I knew in that area that, hey, I've lost a horse. This is a description.
That's the wildest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like,
it was crazy, but it made it through the whole winter, and we had a great summer with it.
Nice.
Okay.
Interesting.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Horse.
Is this your horse?
It's like, go horse.
Okay. A horse walks into a bar.
You going to say it?
Bartender Hello? Says, hey.
That's not what it was. Chris.
Why the long face?
That's,
yay.
Oh. Yay. Yay. Sorry. Hey, Chris. Welcome to the show that's off the rails. Horse. What's your horse story?
So we went to a wedding in Hawaii, and this was my first time my daughter got on a horse, and this horse just had his own mind, and there was something underneath the saddle that must have pricked the horse, and the horse took off, and my daughter's on the horse, and we had to go chase down the horse and rescue my daughter. And to this day, she is terrified of horses.
You don't say. How old was she?
She was 15.
Oh, okay. At least she wasn't 5.
I'm just going to say this. You know how the emotions you went through being scared for her? You felt none of that when the horse was running away with me on it.
No, I didn't. Cinch your legs.
What does that even mean? Would you know what that means?
No, I don't know it. No.
Yeah, hold on tighter.
Yeah.
How would
squeeze them? Why do cowboys have spurs? You gotta.
Well, if you kick them, they go faster. Actually,
yes.
Well, it still gets them to pay attention. You're just pulling on the reins.
That's all I was doing was pulling the reins, and he just kept looking back at me, going, "Keep doing that, sunshine. Watch this." And then I can't see where we're going, and that's a cliff right there. Nikki.
Yay!
Horse.
When I was growing up, all I ever wanted was a horse of my own. I was obsessed with horses. I had a play stable. Mm-hmm. I wished for one every year on my birthday. Mm-hmm. And then one year, my mom asked me to go with her to drop off my sister at camp. And we dropped her off at horse camp.
And you didn't get to go?
No, I didn't get to go. Just my sister.
Was your sister older or younger?
What?
She's my older sister.
Okay.
Does she like horses? Like,
no. They had saloon doors to go into the bunks. It was just the coolest place. I wanted to stay.
And they didn't send you?
No. I still
this
make
is
my
the
mom
saddest thing out. I've ever heard.
If you are this horse camp, can you call and let's get Nikki there? Like, what
can
are
we please get Nikki
we'll
in?
Go.
That's okay.
Oh, my
Thank
God.
You, Nikki.
I feel really bad for her.
Which one of them liked horses?
Just send the old one. That's Amanda?
Yay.
Yay. Horse. What do you got?
Okay. So I rode horses most of my adolescence and doing all kinds of dumb stuff that kids do. Never got hurt, right?
Yeah.
So in my 30s, I decide we're going to go buy a horse. I'm going to get back into it. I'm going to be cool again.
So I'm sitting on a farm and this horse walks up and she's majestic, right? Like most beautiful animal I've ever seen.
Oh.
Lady's like, okay, let's get on. We're riding her around. She's not exactly cooperating. And so the lady says, why don't I try this whip right here? I'm like, okay, sure. You know the horse, whatever. Well, science, it turns out Xena didn't particularly enjoy that whip. And she sort of attacked the lady with her back feet and tossed me into the rail.
Oh.
So, of course, you know, you're supposed to tuck and roll. I've never been hurt. I don't actually know this. So I put my hand out to block myself.
Yeah, that's a broken arm.
Yeah, I never do that, right? No, it's actually a broken finger. But the funny thing is I look down, I've got a hole in my finger.
Oh.
And I'm like, it doesn't feel right, guys. Like, what is wrong? So I keep pulling on it, like... Something turns out I had an open fracture and my bone had actually popped out through that hole.
That's usually what happens when there's a hole in your finger. And also, can we go back? You were just sitting on a farm and the horse came up and you were like, this is my horse.
Oh, sorry. No, back up. We were looking at purchasing a horse.
Yeah, no.
So you were at the horse. Looking. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I was like, she was just on a farm.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I just read a stat that, like, the youth, about 5% or so, are getting their news from TikTok.
Mm.
The smart people.
Sounds much dumber.
From
news. News.
No! No!
News.
No!
News.
No!
Our only real hope is to decide.
We did.
This is news. Or no.
Question. Does TikTok have a song? No, it doesn't. Stop getting your news from TikTok. Mm-hmm. Get it right here.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Merriam-Webster continues to disgrace
God.
The
Am
name.
I already used my note. I already used my note.
No, I think I'm the only one that has this week.
They've disgraced the name even further. New words added to the English, the dictionary.
Can we just discuss this real quick?
Yes.
Yeah.
They add...
anything.
Sentences.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, a word is some word
thank you.
That we've not heard.
Go off,
that's
King.
That's a word.
Thank
Go
you.
Am I supposed to say that?
Go off, King.
That really shocked me.
Yeah. It shocked me enough that I forgot what my point was.
Yeah, I don't know you're angry about.
No, because if all of a sudden, falabloborp, we're all saying falabloborp more, right? Falabloborp. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not a word. So we should add falabloborp because everybody knows what a falabloborp is, right? Oh, go, will you grab me the falabloborp? I have a problem with my, right? You know what I'm saying? You look confused because you don't know what it is. I'm going to go grab the Merriam-Webster dictionary and I'm going to look up falabloborp.
Right.
Is that with an F or a PH? I'm not sure, but I'm going to look it up because that's a new word that should be in the dictionary.
Yes.
Hack.
This year, the word dad bod, which...
That's not a word.
Two words. Thank you.
Both words probably already in there. Dad bod, already in there. Put it together, figure it out.
But...
also...
not but anything.
Dad bod means something different than dad or bod separately.
Right, that's what sentences do.
Yeah, it's slang.
It's slang.
You're the dictionary. You're not urban dictionary.
Right, and it's also two words that you have to figure out. Mm-hmm. Like, red car means something different than red and car, but like, I think we got it.
Yes.
It's red car.
Beast mode also added.
I'm sorry.
He's going beast mode. That's
okay.
Now
figure
in
it
the
out.
Dictionary.
Oh, what's a mode? What's beast? I think I Thank can you. Infer mm-hmm. without Merriam-Webster putting their stupid nerd mm-hmm. face in it.
Hard pass. Also in the dictionary.
These are words.
That's slang. Thank you.
There was.
That's all. That's.
Is that the only one? Like there was more.
There's
there was
a lot.
Like
dumb phone, farm to table.
Farm to table. That's the one that I was farm to table. Figure it out, morons. Farm to table is three words, and I think I can put it together.
Aaron and I are just sitting here like, whoa.
You're okay with this?
I'm not as angry as you are.
I think we're blurring the lines between what's like actual words,
I'm sorry,
what's slang.
Blurring the lines. I don't understand what you mean.
You're right. Call
if
them
that's
up.
Not in the dictionary, blurring the lines, I can't. Blurring, I understand blurring.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand lines. What do you mean by blurring the lines? Oh, God.
I don't know.
I guess we'll never know what TIAC meant until next year.
I'm so close
blurring
to
the
noping
lines.
You.
I'm not one of the nopees.
Yeah, oh, we've done it before. Good evening. Taylor Swift is set to return to late night TV. She is going to be on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
Was that what the tease was like the other day where he played roulette and what?
It was like a one. I don't gamble a lot, so I don't know. It was like a board and he put something on 10, on 6, and on 25. And then the roulette spun and it landed on 13.
Yes.
And something else happened and then he walked, like he was outside and a bunch of showgirls walked by.
So it's like not even a subtle Easter egg.
Clear. Yeah, so it's confirmed she's going to be on the 6th. So that's the Monday after the album comes out, correct? Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm excited. I don't know the last time she was on. But she's
did
also
anyone else
be on...
hear somebody from a different day part just talk on our show?
She's also going to be on Graham Norton in the UK, I believe the night that the album comes out. So we got a lot of
I will
swift
say,
press. Because
you guys
up.
Mentioned this, I think on News or Nope, that Graham Norton had like some stunners on it, right?
Louis Capaldi's going to be on.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't remember who else.
It was going to be fun. I think there fun drinking because Tate drinks, right?
Taylor? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So cool. When the Chardonnay starts flowing on that show, it gets real fun.
It's very
fun.
And my list of celebrities that seem a little too perfect, what are you hiding? Taylor's a little bit on the list. Sorry, Erica. But this, she's kind of getting off the list. Because now it's like, oh, you are going to go do an interview. You are going to like and have some fun. You are, you know, it's still going to be controlled.
It's not a huge risk to go on Fallon. It's a bigger risk to go on Norton.
And I do like that. So I respect that. I'll give her credit.
Cillian Murphy, Greta Lee, Jody Turner-Smith, and Domhnall Gleeson.
And then Louis Capaldi.
Oh, Gleeson, I love him.
Yeah, me too. He's like best friends with Hozier too. Love it.
He is?
Yeah. He's in the music video.
That new show's not very good.
Yeah.
Paper's not great.
Oh, not so good. She was last on in 2022.
I don't know if you
midnight.
Hear the music for the next story.
She was finishing the thought. Yeah, okay.
Did you hear the music start though?
All right. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hold on, it's not loading.
Oh.
There we go. Rick Moranis, is that how you say his last name?
Yes. From Honey, I Shrunk?
Yes. And from Spaceballs?
Yeah.
He was in Spaceballs.
Coming out of retirement.
For Spaceballs too.
Yes.
Shut your mouth.
Wow.
He left Hollywood to like go take care of, was it his mom, his family?
I don't know, but he kind of was the guy. He was in a lot of stuff and then just disappeared.
Yeah, because he dedicated, I don't know if there was something going on, but it was very intentional. Like, I'm leaving to take care of someone. And so he is 72 now and coming back.
Here's the thing. He's one of those guys who had his star, everything, did that thing. And then he kind of appeared in New York for like 1 second and somebody beat him up.
Oh my God. I remember that. Right. Yeah. You're like, I forgot about that.
Again, we don't want stars to fall, but like, he's the one guy on the planet where you're like, well, who would be mad? Why would you
be mad at him?
There's just no reason to ever hit Moranis.
Rick Moranis.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Iconic. Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I don't understand what you mean. Honey?
Yeah.
Honey, I'm Shrunk.
It's man. Right. No!
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I have good news and I have bad news.
Okay.
It's Feel Good Friday.
I wouldn't have known 20 minutes ago.
The good news is it's Feel Good Friday.
Yeah.
This might also be good news or bad news. We have to shorten this a little bit, so not everybody may get to get a story out. So if you don't have a story ready, this is your chance to like look guilty and maybe leave the room.
I found one.
If you have a story that you think is amazing, you can volunteer to go first.
I'll go. Mine's pretty good.
It's Feel Good Friday, everybody.
My story comes to you from Augusta, Maine. Anton Lawrence is the guy's name. He's been golfing for 40 years. He was playing in a charity golf tournament. And
I want everyone to understand, if you're listening, there's a little bit of tension in the room because Tiak was out and he doesn't know if we've told this story and we're all trying to give him the body language like he's making an idiot of himself.
Right. He keeps looking at us.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
So like the golf thing. Yeah. Go ahead. Keep going.
Should I keep going? Okay. He'd been golfing for 40 years. He's playing in a charity golf tournament. He hit his first ever hole in one in this golf tournament. So very, very exciting.
That is exciting.
There were still 10 holes to go, though. He hit another hole in one.
No, he didn't.
Later on,
statistically,
that same round.
That has to mean.
Yeah. People said, well, you got to buy a lottery ticket. How lucky can you get?
That's not how this works.
Well,
no.
It is for Anton. Because then that day on the way home, he bought a lottery ticket and he won $500. So two hole in ones, a $500 lottery win.
I thought you were saying 500 million, but.
Yeah, 500 bucks. I don't know.
But 500 bucks is still 500 bucks.
Okay. Yeah, I get it.
But. Guys, it's Feel Good Friday.
Yeah, no, I feel good about it.
I know, but the way did you hear what he did? It's like then he bought a lottery ticket, and it's like, and the scratcher was worth $4. Like, it wasn't.
Slacker, if like, I handed you $500 right now, would you be happy?
I guess. I think I've ruled myself out on Feel Good Friday.
Okay. This story comes technically out of Spokane. Drew Lynch, he's a comedian, and he was on tour.
Who was his name?
Drew Lynch, doing what comedians do, telling jokes. And in the middle of his set,
I saw this video.
Oh my gosh, a man had a heart attack.
Oh, I saw this video.
Yes. Yeah. And the man had a heart attack, and immediately, show's over. People start taking turns doing CPR on the man.
Somebody had to be a medical professional because they were calling out real world things. Yeah.
I'll be your second.
Yes, I'll be your. And I was like, what is happening?
No pulse, like calling it out. Yeah. Amazing.
So then they also like cleared space for paramedics to come in. Like everyone in the audience jumped in together.
At a comedy show where there's usually a 2-drink minimum. Mm-hmm. So you're a little in the bag. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, minimum? Really? Okay.
They usually do. I mean, you can drink sodas if you're but it's like even the medical professionals are under a little bit of an influence, I would assume.
Well, what's amazing is the man made it to the hospital, of course, and then Drew went to the hospital, brought him flowers, and finished his set for him.
No, he did not. Hear that part.
And there's these just amazing, this photo of him. We can post this on our stories at the Slacker Show on Instagram, but they're together in the bed, and the guy is like so happy to see him. And
oh my God, that's so sweet. Wow. Yeah. We're going fast enough. We might all get a chance here. Can I go real quick?
Yeah, of course. I don't want to go after that one.
Mine piggybacks on hers.
Okay.
I want you to imagine somebody choking to death in a hospital cafeteria.
Oh, there's lots of people.
You think it's going to be okay?
Yeah.
Well, I've got a story. Oh, wait, it's Feel Good Friday. Never mind. You go.
Well, are you kidding?
No. It's in Illinois. You've got a cafeteria worker, you got a doctor or whatever, and the doctor begins to choke. I don't know about you guys, but I'm making a few assumptions here about a hospital cafeteria and who's attending right there. Well, no one gets up, but the cafeteria worker had learned to do the Heimlich in high school, went up, performed it, allowing the doctor to dislodge whatever she had horked down. And she has caught her breath. The two are now best friends.
Yeah.
Wow.
So when you're in that situation and you're a high and mighty doctor horking down the flank steak, look around at the other doctors and know.
They're not going to see.
They don't have your back. Oh. That cafeteria worker does.
Oh.
So there's a little negative in there?
Yeah, a little?
Yeah, geez.
But it's Feel Good Friday.
My story, I don't know. Oh, Missouri. From Missouri.
Missouri.
And a 10-year-old boy spotted something shiny on the ground at Costco. And he has a habit of looking down because he wants to be a, I don't know what the word is, I don't know.
A bug person?
I think so.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And so he's always looking down, finds something shiny, picks it up. It's a wedding ring.
Oh.
Shut up.
But he takes it home.
Takes it home?
Yeah, it's something shining on the ground. He's going to take it home.
Smart. Okay.
And the mom saw, he told the mom and said, found it at Costco. And so he put the ring in this special box that his mother had saved when they went on a trip to Ireland, tucked in a handwritten note that said, I kind of wanted to keep it because it was pretty shiny, but I hope you relax now that you have your ring back. Return the ring to her. And
wait, how'd they find her?
I'm sure
because
somebody
worked
was
at Costco.
Oh, yes. Oh my gosh. Okay.
And the woman is getting ready to celebrate her 50th anniversary.
Wow.
This was the best one we've ever done.
Yeah. Great job today, guys.
Bad business decision on the kid, though. You could have melted that thing down.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios. Open an account online in minutes at belco.org. Belco, banking for everyone.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
We were all kind of talking. There's basically a Reddit thread, and then we all started talking about this. It's like your depressing meal, but we don't want to call it depressing. It's like your struggle meal. Like when you...
It's a bit of rock bottom.
Yeah. When you're just...
But do you like it?
I think we can do both. I think there's okay. some struggle meals we just don't let go of. And yeah. I think Erica is one of those people who can testify to this. Mm-hmm. Like you're of a certain age. You have a certain income bracket that you shouldn't put SpaghettiOs in your damn mouth. Mm, but
yummy,
you still,
yummy.
That's so.
That's one of her comfort meals. Like when she's having a bad day, Dane will go and get them.
Yeah. If to, I cry,
yeah.
he shows up with SpaghettiOs.
He just keeps a snack.
I would.
No, no. It's I actually would. Mostly if I'm sick, he will go get SpaghettiOs.
Okay. Like what
and
I'm
that
talking
makes
about.
You less sick. Seems like it would go the other direction.
Yes. My struggle meal that I'm talking about is like, have you ever like been in your house and you just don't, you have no money left and you go in the fridge and you're like, I don't have any, if I have some hot dogs and you go to your pantry and you're like, I don't have any buns, but I have white bread.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, yeah. am I really going to do this? Have I really, have I fallen this far where I'm going to, and then when you put the hot dog on there, you put a little ketchup on it. I know, sacrilege. And then you're just like, and then it just kind of goes. And it's just
well,
kind of
I wish you
apart.
Wouldn't make that sound effect about it.
But that's it, but you're just, it's the saddest thing. You're just like, I am the saddest human there is eating a hot dog on white bread. That's just sad.
You nailed it too. Something about when the ketchup hits the bread and you're like, these aren't supposed to.
No.
Ketchup together. On the white bread.
Because
not-
it soaks in immediately. Yeah. Instead of like the hot dog bun goes, I have you. I will maintain the integrity of this hot dog for as long as it takes you to eat it. And the white bread's like, nope, this is getting on your hands.
Yeah.
This is absolutely going to be on your hands. There's nothing yes.
you just
to
did
stop
a really
that.
Good stand-up bit.
I did?
Yeah, you should take this on the road.
Should I bring white bread and hot dogs and hand it out at the show?
No.
Oh my God, by the way, can I just have a tangent on that? I just saw Instagram or whatever won this and I want to do it. You take the hot dog and you cut a little notch at the top and then a few notches along the side and you just put it in the bun with a bunch of ketchup and you like, ugh, and it looks like a severed finger. Like you do the little notch at the top so it looks like a fingernail and the little lines with it. And it's like, I bet your kids would be like, Erin would do it. She's a horror freak.
Oh my gosh, like for Halloween.
Yeah, just like, it looks like a severed finger. You have all these severed fingers inside.
A hot dog place growing up had toe dogs. If you got the toe, you were lucky. They just looked like that at the end. Little toenail.
Oh.
Happy hound. I'm depressed.
Does anybody have any other struggle meals they want to talk about?
I mean, I love beans on toast.
What? Are you British?
Is that a real thing?
It's a real thing. And I first tried it. I don't know. Because they're not just like pinto beans.
Are they
like,
baked beans?
They're closer to a baked, but
what
not.
Color?
They're like a darkish brown, but not.
Are they
so it's
a
not
kidney?
A kidney bean. It's
no.
not a. I would have pictured they'd be the white beans like the cannelli or
no,
whatever.
No, no,
is that
I'm
a white bean?
I'm thinking baked beans.
It, they're, yeah, definitely closer to that.
Beans on toast.
But there's a specific Heinz
so ratchet.
Can of beans that you use for beans on toast. It's kind of like a turquoise.
Oh, yeah, I see it. Oh, those are totally close to baked beans.
Yeah, but it's not quite. They're not as sweet as you think it
just
would be.
One can of baked beans.
Okay.
What? What, yeah, what makes it specific for the toast?
I don't know. The, it's just, it's
again,
a specific.
Again, I feel like Yeah, you have to have a toaster.
Yes.
Because if you just put it straight on the bread, it'd give like the ketchup.
That's bread. Toast is...
Right, but I'm just saying, but like, have you ever been so ratchet that you don't even have a toaster?
Caracot beans?
Oh, you can put bread in the oven on broil and it'll toast it.
You're assuming I don't have a toaster, but I have an oven? Like, I'm talking when you're in that ratchet studio apartment that has nothing. It's got a hot plate.
Okay.
You never lived that poor. You never hit the struggle.
Here come the allegations. Okay, yeah.
There's a certain texter who I'm confirming everything you texted the other day.
No,
you're right. But I'm just saying there is a level of ratchet meal that it has to fit. It has to be able to be prepared on a hot plate.
Or like in a microwave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Or like I remember we had a pizzazz in college. You know, the thing that you put the pizza on and it spins around.
Yeah.
Do you remember that thing?
No,
with the open, it's very dangerous.
Erica doesn't know what it is, but it's basically, it can also be used for a quesadilla maker.
Oh, yeah.
But only one part of it is getting hot. But so like your round piece of whatever you're cooking is only under the heat.
Mm-hmm.
Six o'clock.
For a little bit.
6 o'clock.
Wow. So that seems inefficient.
It is inefficient. I've had three of them in my life. We got two for our wedding. My wife made us give one back. I said we needed to keep one on ice, but my roommate tried to make those slice and bake cookies on that thing.
Oh.
Just slice them and put them on the pizzazz.
That would take hours to do.
I think they're still cooking.
All right, so here, if you've got a ratchet meal, if you've got a struggle meal, if you want to depress us with food you've eaten, and maybe you still like it, we'd love to talk to you. 303-222-5423. You can text or call. What I was going to say is I think hot dogs are in a lot of them.
Yeah, you can kind of add hot dog. You can add it to mac and cheese.
When you're poor, you can add it to SpaghettiOs.
The SpaghettiOs with hot dogs, real bad. Because
I feel
not,
like beans and toast could take it. You could chop up a hot dog on beans and toast, right?
You could.
Yeah.
Probably.
My parents growing up, like we did, like poor people food is you take what's left in. So, we had tuna casserole. So you pull that out and then you mix some of your hamburger helper into, like you just have this thing that's
the mess.
Goulash.
Yeah.
Or the mess.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. And then it's like, there's not enough meat in that. You cut up hot dogs. If you need more, the kids need meat. More hot dogs.
What do you think is better? Just not eating the hot dog or eating the hot dog?
If you want the meat in there, having the little extra protein, but it puts a wang on it that's inescapable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think we're going to get a lot of spam calls, like how your parents treated spam to try to make it seem like it wasn't the worst thing on earth.
Right.
And I understand our Hawaiian friends love it. It's so gross
it's
to
so
me.
Good. I don't think I've really had it.
You have to cook it to death to make it edible.
I also think one of my biggest struggle meals would be I'd go to the grocery store and I had like $20 and I would buy a packet of ramen and like a real cheap bottle of wine.
Exactly, because we're not going to blow our money on food.
Right, like,
I need enough to get me through. Yes.
I'm fine. I'm fine.
If you're her therapist, please, this is her cry for help.
No.
Hack, can we get to yours in a second?
Sure.
All right, if you got a struggle meal, we'd love to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I keep forgetting. Are we calling them struggle meals? Is that what we're calling them?
Yeah.
Struggle meals, if you've come down to a weird spot in your life. A lot of people are saying in other countries the hot dogs are the thing, right?
Yeah, like Iceland or something is known for hot dogs. And then someone in Australia.
Yeah, Australia was you would eat a hot dog on bread with kraut. No, thank you.
Yeah, that's almost three strikes right there.
Yeah.
Did you want to make us sad with yours?
Sure. Yeah. I had a roommate who used to take string cheese. He would put it on a plate. He would microwave it.
What?
And just eat melted cheese.
Oh, are you done?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Why not just eat it cold?
You get a little melty. It's, you know, it's not bad.
I don't think that's a struggle meal.
Stick or two.
I'm going to say cheese in a pan is one of my favorite things. Hot cheese. Yeah. When it burnt gets a little cheese. Crisp.
Oh. Yeah, and you can just nuke it. You just burn the whole thing.
Nuking is never...
You're going to try it tonight. I can see it in your eyes.
I will tell you right now, nuking is not an option for me. I'm not a big fan. I'll warm things up in an air fryer. Oh my God, we just lost Erica. She's on a sneeze jag. I'll warm it in an air fryer or oven or a pan.
You don't microwave?
I do if I'm in just such a pinch, but like...
I would like the people who think I'm spoiled to listen to Slacker.
No, I'm just because I
gotta use my air fryer, or
because I want it to taste better. Cold pizza, great. microwave pizza, ratchet.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Like, at least put it in a pan and just like.
That's what I do.
Yeah, to warm it right up is so much better. Or just eat it cold. I'm not so princessy that I. But like. What?
Don't you use that word.
Oh, Linda?
Yay.
Yay. Struggle meal. What's yours?
It's a butter on bread with Vienna sausage. You could substitute deviled ham if that's all you have. I have them both on hand all the time for some reason.
Yeah, you and my dad should meet.
Dip that into an egg mix and make French toast out of it. Top it with whatever kind of
jelly. Dip the sausage in there too? Like, so all of it's...
I take it back. Do not meet my dad. What are you doing?
I slice them in half. So it's not too thick.
So here's the reason this doesn't work for me, but I do understand why it's a struggle meal. Like, you'd have to have Vienna sausage in your pantry.
And bread and egg.
But why wouldn't you? Always.
I guess if you're struggling, but like, I have never purchased a Vienna sausage ever. Like,
my dad.
They're so cheap.
Can and just.
I don't even know what they are, but it works.
No, I get the cheap, but even when I'm being that cheap, I'd rather go hungry. Like, no, Vienna sausage, wouldn't. Yes, I would.
No.
No, dude, that's when I was eating ketchup from McDonald's. I'm like, I'm not going to eat sausage out of a can. There's something that just hits my gag reflex. Like, my parents, when we were poor, would get the ham with the key. Whatever,
oh, yeah.
You have to open the tin of ham. And there was... Oh. Linda, I gotta go, because I'm going to barf. It's got... There's like...
Okay. Do you want me to read to you what Vienna sausage is? Thin parboiled sausage, traditionally made of pork and beef in a casing of sheep's intestine.
Haggis, yep.
Mm. Oh.
Okay. Yeah. It's disgusting. Like, I can't, the gelatin, when things have too much gelatinous fat.
No need to remind people how gross it is.
Melissa?
Yay.
Struggle meal. What's yours?
I'm changing my answer to poverty nachos.
What are poverty nachos?
Tortilla chips. A little bit of cheese, microwave them, a little bit of hot sauce.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong.
Absolutely done that.
I don't call them poverty nachos. I call them hammered nachos.
Yeah.
And if you use scoops and you're...
Oh, I love
And then you're just
scoops.
Putting a little bit of cheese in each one, a little...
Yeah.
Thinking of you drunk trying to...
Elite.
Yeah. And he's got the chef hat on. Yeah.
I mean, I don't wear it when I'm sober, but hammered?
Somehow
I'm wearing a toque.
Flour. Like,
anyone can go. Yeah.
Jesse.
Yay.
Struggle meal.
It's ramen with a scoop of peanut butter.
Huh?
Yes.
Wait, you cook the ramen in the chicken noodle?
Do you do the broth, though?
Yes.
Oh, God,
and you get
so
a big
gross.
Six pack of ramen and you cook it and then you get like a dollar jar of peanut butter and
did
you
say
a
six pack? Like you make a
and
bunch of
means
it?
Like one of the
yes,
six.
Yes, you can have one for a dinner for every day of the week.
With peanut butter
I mean,
in it.
Pad Thai is peanut.
Here's my thing. I kind of feel like if you didn't do the broth and you did peanut butter and a little jelly, those noodles would be good.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Do you ever go, I want some spaghetti and PJ?
PJ.
PB and S. Peanut butter and spaghetti.
And PJ.
Like, that's disgusting. Like, yeah, you would eat it in your PJs because you're...
Hey.
Marna.
Yes.
Yes. Struggle meal. Oh, my God. You're another PB&J person. What do you do?
Yes. Pickle peanut butter and jelly.
Pickles on it or pickles cut in half with...
You use the pickles as the bread. Because you don't got no money. So you've got no bread and you've got a pickle.
You use the pickles as the bread.
Yes.
I don't know if I hate it.
Oh. Marna, I hate it. I'll let you know.
That's disgusting.
I love them all, so it might be good.
What flavor of jelly? That's crucial.
Oh, good question.
Oh, strawberry always.
Ooh, I thought it had
to be great.
Me too. Yeah.
If you're going, it's great.
Yeah.
If we're ratchet. No,
right.
You don't
strawberry
have strawberry. Oh, God. No. No.
What am I, a Rockefeller? Strawberry jelly on my pickle sandwich?
Oh, my gosh.
This is so disgusting. Jamie?
Yay.
Struggle meal.
Ramen, specifically creamy chicken ramen, if possible, with sliced hot dogs and two slices of American cheese.
You lost me at the American cheese.
Oh, I love American cheese, but in ramen seems a little too far.
Like, I feel like it melts, but it's still like, it's a hint of plastic.
Thank you, Jamie. Thank you. Do you remember, speaking of struggle meals, Powerball Pete, who works here? We should just, you just go down to the fridge right now, look in there, and read whatever's in there. It's what he eats, and it's a struggle meal.
What is it?
I open it. One day I open it up, and I'm like, there are like Vandekamp's frozen fish sticks, each with a slice of American cheese on it. And I'm like, who's that for? And Pete's like, they're great. I'm like, they're great. It's just, he eats like a 12-year-old impoverished Slovenian. It's ridiculous.
I don't like that.
Just a slice of American cheese, which is the most ratchet cheese.
Like, at least get a pepper jack.
Something.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, William.
Yay.
Struggle meal.
I call it a garbage can. I essentially take whatever leftovers I have in my fridge and I put in a burrito. I've had various types of pastas, so spaghetti, usually some type of beef, maybe throw in some potatoes. I would say that usually pesto is better than red sauce, but I will.
Why would you wrap it up?
Yeah. Why would you eat it at all?
I don't know. What?
That was supposed to be vomit.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Time to do the diary. We're going to recap here in a second. We're still taking votes on whether or not I count ahead.
I've thought about it.
How did the count go? Did it go well?
It like, was pretty split in texts yesterday.
The question on the table, and we'll let you text in at 303-222-5423. Do I count the remaining entries so we know that the season or the series finale of the diary is happening on October 19th? It's happening on December 41st, whatever, right?
Problem is
not today.
We're just like saying, pretty sure it's sooner than later, just based on what I'm reading.
My fear is by looking at how much is sitting there, it could absolutely be next week.
It could be. Oh, because you flipped through a little bit.
When the bookmark fell out and I had to look for, I was like, I didn't realize there were that many blank pages this thing.
It could be tomorrow. We haven't.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. I'm leaning towards, personally, just, I'd like to know when it is.
Okay.
Yeah. The issue is no one in the room can really count that well.
So I can. Okay. I'll have my daughter.
We'll hope for the best. Okay. Oh, okay.
Honestly, I might have my daughter do it.
Because she could be, you're removed.
And then it's like she's not going to feel, because she hasn't read it. So she's like.
Your daughter's not hooked? My whole family is hooked.
Really?
Yeah.
She would get hooked, but she'd want to read it. She's a reader.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, what happened in the last episode? New boyfriend and about to go out to lunch with Mike.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Well, we don't know if he's her boyfriend, but his name is Jake. She's going through her J name era.
But she's also spent every waking moment with him.
Well, she didn't say that in this.
She wrote that on March 26th. This last one was April 14th.
Right. But she had been, and then she's like, it had been almost a month of bliss. So it seemed like she had continued.
But we don't know what the bliss was.
I'm gonna make the leap of faith.
Okay.
And say it was still Jake time. Yeah. And
but
then
she didn't call him her boyfriend yet or anything. So,
but she said she returned a phone call to Mike, which if you're not...
What is he doing? Yeah. Still calling. Okay.
He's in love with her. I don't blame him. She shouldn't have called him back. Or she should have called him and said, this isn't happening.
This is bad.
I'm with Jake.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. April 22nd.
Okay.
Okay. I really am in awe with those people who make it look so easy to stay friends with your ex. And it's not that it's hard. Even because they know you really well and you have all these memories and inside jokes and stuff. But it's awkward because you have to think through everything before you say it. I'm going to be honest. That sentence didn't fully make sense. That's okay.
She is just throwing up.
You're right.
A book.
Don't talk too much about the new boyfriend.
Okay.
There you go. Okay.
Don't ask too many prying questions about his dating life. Check.
Then why are you there?
Don't forget to ask about his family. Check.
Hold on. Just time out. If you're not going to talk about if TX not on the show anymore and then we get together, that's not happening. You're fine. Okay. But it's like, I'm not going
to. Was it the counting thing? I didn't know. I had to know how to do that.
No, but I'm not going to be like, don't mention the show. I'm going to be like, show's we miss you, but like, you, we're going to talk about our life. Like,
and especially because Mike's mom sent her a Christmas card. Like, I'm asked about her.
Her expectations of going to ask about the family.
Yeah, she said, don't talk too much about Jake. Don't ask too many questions about his dating.
If you're not going to go as the genuine you, then why are you going?
I guess it's a great question.
Don't mention your life. Don't ask about his life. Like,
kind of feels like you're angry at me. I just want to remind you.
Sometimes I know
I am not the writer.
You're holding the thing, and I'm yelling at the diary, and I don't mean to direct it at you. You're just holding the thing.
Could I keep going?
You may. Okay. Thank you.
Last thing was, don't forget to ask about his family. Check. Don't talk too much about yours. Check. It seems weird. Stick to surface topics like work, school, the news, but don't talk too much about the war. And things you're both afraid of, because if you do, you might end up talking more about your relationship and what went wrong or what might have been. By the way, there's like water smears, so I don't know if she was crying.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Stick to the surface topics, but say just enough so that the conversation doesn't feel surface. This is how we survived lunch. Screw finance. Maybe I should just write a book called How to Make Nice with Your Ex Who You Cheated On. Yeah. Bruce and Demi got nothing on me and Mike. Oh, got nothing on me and Mike.
Bruce Willis
We're
and Demi
pros
Moore.
At this Thank you. Now.
I'm sorry, say that sentence again.
Bruce and Demi got nothing on me and Mike. We're pros at this now. But why stay friends? Although Bruce and Demi still proving to be.
Because she's a champion in his Alzheimer's or dementia or whatever. That's where you're stopping?
That's the end of the entry. That was a whole 2 pages.
Okay, you're right. You're right. Nobody's mad at you.
There were a lot of spaces, though.
Except for you. The listeners.
Well, all the time.
I mean, there's growth, right? Because they didn't jump into bed together.
Right.
So that's growth. But also, I agree. Why are you even... What are we doing?
Yeah.
Why even...
What is the point of this?
Does
anyone here... I mean, not someone who was once your fiancé, but does anyone here have any form of ex that they're still friendly with?
Absolutely.
Because I have one. He wasn't like my ex.
I haven't really talked about it on the air, but I reconnected with my first wife and we have seen each other a couple of times and we're friends. My first wife. I would say we're
you like chat?
We don't. We did for the few times right after we ran into each other, and then we made ourselves run into each other with more family because she like I wanted to see her sister and stuff. But like that's the most friendly I sort of am. Like with somebody I was in a
Yeah.
That's pretty intense.
I would say the people I've dated since I was married, I'm still kind of tight with.
Yeah. You aren't like a cut off person. Not now.
I have an ex that like worked with my sister for a long time.
So you would like have a friendly hi.
Yeah. I would see her in town now and then, and she would like come over. I think like my mom would like hem a dress for her or something like, but very, very surface. And then her and I never were alone or never went to lunch or anything, but it was at least cordial.
I
guess what I'm trying to get to is this. If you're not in love with him, then why could, like, if I was afraid I was in love with this woman, then I'd be like, okay, don't talk about this. Don't talk about that. Don't talk like, cause then you're setting the rules so you don't let your real feelings out.
Right.
But if there's no feelings there other than just like genuine admiration, God, I hope you're well.
That's so
And I hope
true.
You think that I'm well. Like if you're setting rules, you have emotions under that you have not fixed.
Yeah. That is so
like,
if you can't just have lunch and it's normal and it's whatever.
Right.
That it's a problem.
Yeah, and why wouldn't you want to say, I'm dating a new person, and I hope you are too, and we're...
I think we should move on to him about the boyfriend. It said too much. So it might be, she's like, look, I am dating someone, but it feels weird to be dating someone and going to this lunch.
I agree.
And she didn't say if she told the new guy
about
We
all know she didn't.
Yeah.
We know she didn't. It's her track record. She's not the person to go, by the way, I'm going to go see my... Like, how do you even put that on the table? I couldn't put that on the table with somebody I'm married with kids with, let alone somebody I've been dating for 6 weeks. Like, by the way, I know we're in this fledgling stage of getting to know each other. I'm about to go have lunch with my ex, who, by the way, I also fall into bed with every time I'm in the room with him. Cool. See you after lunch.
Honesty is key.
I'm beginning to really not like her. Like, I really don't.
Welcome to the club.
Because she's not processing the crap to stop making the same mistakes.
We don't know for a fact that she didn't tell Jake about the Mike lunch. I'm just saying we don't know for
sure. Don't you think she would have wrote, he took it remarkably well, or he blew up and
said,
don't go.
We don't know what the next entry is.
Okay. Well, when is the next entry?
Oh, shoot. It was in May. I didn't.
She's already sealed it. And yeah. By God, she can't open it.
I can't.
All right. Well, if you want to find out what happens, that is on Monday.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. Oh my God. I'm 14 seconds early. 14 seconds.
So disappointed.
Everyone, put your phones down. Put your phones down.
Yeah.
Close your laptops. Aaron, get your hands off your laptop.
Can I finish this one text?
No, you cannot.
You want us to close our laptops?
Because I don't trust you. Okay. I have told.
That was a problem.
I have told. You can open it, but don't, if I hear you going.
I'll keep it closed.
I need you to use your brain on this. I want to do. I'm not even ready because, like, Tiak, I am in such a fight with you right now. Don't you dare give me those judgy eyes, dude.
He
don't
hasn't
you
even
dare.
Spoken.
Yeah. I'm shocked, frankly, and appalled at what you just did.
Okay. I had said that I wanted to, like, have some fun today and just do one of those elaborate musical features, like road trip songs or, like, what do we do? Boom songs.
Oh, yeah.
Songs with the
boom. Here comes the boom. Like that.
Yeah.
Which one won? I know it was Hacks.
Wait,
don't
sorry,
let him
it's
answer.
A game?
It was that one. I think. It was,
yeah, I think that one won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they used to play that before my brother's football games.
Yeah, hype songs, just killer. Yeah. So I've been hiding it from the group.
Yeah.
What the songs are going to be, and then all of a sudden I said it. I'm like, oh, right here. Let's do the one hit wonder songs.
And I said.
And then Hack's like, oh, how dare you ruin the surprise?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah, how could you? I'm so disappointed.
Well, you don't get to be mad at him when, yes, he spoiled a TV show for you recently, but you just spoiled something as well.
Yeah.
I didn't spoil it because.
So now we're even.
No, we're in the middle of it. He spoiled a show that I had watched 0 minutes of.
Yeah.
He spoiled something that happened 90 minutes
you
in.
You did say you were going to watch it that night.
That night. Yeah, so that spoiled it.
Okay.
I spoiled the title of what we're doing 4 seconds before we do it.
I have a question.
Sure.
How does this work?
So what we're going to do is we're just going to...
Well, the mom did it.
People can text in.
Oh, man.
Soccer's actually mad right now. Actually mad.
I'm trying to find a song with mom in it. It's like a... Oh, that's
Stacey's mom.
Yeah, and I don't have that one. I'll get it.
Fountains of Wayne. That's a
Thank
one
you.
Hit wonder.
I know.
I thought it was Bowling for Soup.
No,
they covered it, but the original was Fountains
the original
of Wayne.
Is. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing: was Fountains of Wayne was that band? So this is a weird trivia question. Nobody's gonna know. I think the guy in that band or one of the bands is the guy who wrote the Wonders song, like that thing you do.
Can I look it up?
Oh, really? Yeah.
If that's all you
that's
look
all
up.
That's all I'm looking up.
I think it's Fountains of Wayne. That thing you do was written by, and now guess what?
What is that
He's
thing
dead.
You do?
Oh my God, get out of the room. That thing you do is a great Tom Hanks movie.
Oh, he wrote the movie.
He wrote the hit song
correct.
From the movie.
The bassist, Adam Schlesinger.
And he's dead.
I believe so.
Yes, I believe.
Like Eliza Schlesinger?
I believe the cancer
I think so.
Got him.
Well, I'm sorry, Adam.
Sorry. This is what happened.
Oh, I still don't know how this works.
So how this works is... We're talking about one-hit wonder songs, okay? And I've got the top 10 one-hit wonders of all time.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
And you guys are going to name one-hit wonder songs, and if we dig it, like this one...
But this one wasn't on the list.
Not on the list.
Okay.
Like, we're going to leave them playing, and we're going to be like, we're going to sing along. We're going to rage...
I'm ready.
But see, so I have about 30 some songs that we can go through here. But what you're trying to do is get one in the top 10. I'm going to eventually get to all 10 of the top 10 songs.
Okay.
One hit wonders of all time.
Okay.
Now, Aaron GPT has a history of T-Hack in the situation and just looking it up.
Like, don't you dare.
Something like this, she's going to go...
I don't spoil it for everyone.
One hit wonders of all time. Yeah, but you're going to just try to win. Like, you're not going to spoil. At this point,
I'm
it feels
because
like...
because I have extensive music knowledge.
But do you think you know the biggest, according to, I believe it was Ranker, the biggest one hit wonder of all time?
I feel
like
I know.
You both feel... Hack, do you feel like you know?
I have a guess.
I have a top two for sure.
I mean, all these songs are great. So you guys can blow this out of the water. We can have number one out of the way right now. So who wants to go first?
I'm not fairly confident on the one that I have. I mean, I probably know the song if I could name it. I don't know, whatever. Erica, you go first.
Okay. I feel that at least these two are, well, I'm going to go one. Just right go now. One. Yeah, it's in the top 10. Bad Day, Daniel Powder.
Not in the top 10.
But this song, you were in middle school and you were like, I did have a bad day.
I mean,
Daniel Powder.
Yeah, wow. Powder.
Do you know this song?
Yeah,
I do. I would not have gotten the artist name.
Oh, what a my pull. God. She's sick in the head.
Here, this is why. This is why this is going to take too long. This is why this is going to take like an hour to do this.
I don't need
that guy has played a bunch of Live at Fives on his way up. And then on the next Live at Five, he was like, yeah, I'll play. But I'm not going to play that song. Oh. And it's like, do you know how one-hit wonders work,
right.
Jack Hole?
It like, rides you're you only going to play that song. Yeah.
You're going to probably play an acoustic version, an electric version, a Swedish version.
You're going to do the sing-along with the crowd.
100%.
Those checks you get in the mail every month.
It's right. From that.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So Erica, not in the top 10.
Okay.
I don't feel confident about mine, so I'll guess. I don't think because I feel like this song gets a lot of hate.
Okay.
Unnecessarily, but it is, I believe, a one-hit wonder. Never Gonna Give You Up, Rick Astley.
Oh.
That's a good one.
Is it in the top 10?
I don't even have it in here.
Wow.
Because.
Does he have another song?
Yes, he does.
No way. What?
What's of his course other he does. Song? I can't remember.
Can I look up his song?
You can
song?
Look that up. He had Never Gonna Give You Up.
Rick Astley.
Also, that song is like almost timeless. In a weird way.
Yeah. He definitely had two songs.
Take Me to Your Heart, Together Forever. Hold Me in Your... No.
Together Forever, Forever. Together Forever was also a huge Rick Astley hit.
Okay. So that's not even... Wow. Okay.
He is not even a one-hit wonder at this point.
Aww. All right. I wanted
these
to
are
sing
the top
to it.
10, and really only Erica has named one that even hit my 36 all time, but...
You'll have to forgive me because I always get the name of the song confused with the band name. I don't know which one is which.
Okay.
Chumba Wumba Tub Thumpin'.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Is it number one?
It is not in the top 10.
What? Come on.
It's in my list.
Let's go.
I get knocked down. Back it up again. You're never going to keep me down. I get knocked down. Back it up again. You're never going to
does anyone remember finding out it was called Tub Thumping and you were like,
that's why I'm always getting confused.
Yes.
Yeah,
is it called that?
It's called Tub Thumping.
Yeah, okay. And I remember as a kid being like, that sounds naughty.
He drinks the whiskey, she drinks the whiskey drink, she drinks the drop vodka drink, she drinks the drinky drink.
A
yeah, no,
drink. Yeah.
Great. Okay, well.
Ooh.
Man.
I don't feel
we keep going
at all.
Yeah. Okay.
You're Beautiful, James Blunt.
James Blunt had more than one hit.
He's had more than,
guys, hardly.
It doesn't matter. You are 0 for 2.
No, I'm not.
Okay, no, wait. You did have one. You're right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Summer Girls LFO.
No. And I thought they had another hit.
What are we
counting as hits?
Okay, oh, no. Okay, I'm going to start. Here is number 10 on the top 10 songs.
This is number 10?
Yes. They only had one hit?
Yes.
Who is this?
Simple Minds. Oh my God, she's going to make this impossible.
This is from a movie, right?
Of course.
It was also in a movie. Don't you? Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Please text in to 303-222-5423 if you want the next thing that happens is someone be removed from the Survivor Island of this show.
Like
Erica,
forever?
Come on.
I have another good guess, but we gotta go around.
I can't think of another song right now.
Oh,
so
here's the deal. I'm gonna let y'all, no one gets to get on the internet.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you number 9.
Okay.
Oh, no. They've had more than one.
No, they haven't.
Yes, they have.
No, they haven't.
Yes, they have.
Who is this?
The brothers. What are their names?
No, I'm going to be. I'm going to be them.
The what?
Pretenders.
Proclaimers.
Never heard of it.
I've heard the song. They've had another song.
No, they haven't.
Can
only for nerd bags. It never made it to pop radio.
Well, that's how I feel about James Blunt. Only for nerd bags was there another song.
I'm
going to
tell you this. Hack will back me up if he spent any time with it, and I believe he has. The kid who won American Idol a couple years ago, big Samoan kid, plays a guitar.
Yeah.
It's my turn to chase the monsters away.
Yes.
Was a James Blunt song that was a marginal hit for him, a huge hit for this kid, and it will make you cry. It's like a father who's like a kid. The dad chased the monsters away. The kid grows up, and now his dad's dying, and he's like, "Dad, it's okay. It's my turn to chase the monsters away." Huh?
Wow.
Ooh.
Don't it, think I'll ever listen to that.
That song is so profound. Okay, so I've given you two songs. These guys have given us none. I thought this would go so much better. One hit wonders of all time. The rest of the top eight are next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. So we've had a little bit of time. We're doing the top 10 one-hit wonders of all time.
See, this is the problem. I wasn't born of all time.
But you still know these songs. You still know these songs.
I've heard them.
We've given you Don't You Forget About Me at number 10. I'm going to be... from the Proclaimers,
500 miles.
Or 500 miles. That's in parentheses.
Yeah.
Is it too late for a guess?
Do we? No, still we're get still doing guesses because, like, I may not play the rest of the top 10 because you guys are driving me nuts. There is, I'm going to say, coming in at number 4
what?
Is
no,
a song.
No, no, don't, no, no, don't, no, don't.
I'm just saying this because I don't think anybody's going to get this one.
I bet I would.
It is a song that we played on the show every day around March of 2020 because we thought it was hilarious.
Mm. Oh, I know it.
I wasn't here.
I know it. I know it.
It doesn't matter. What would be hilarious around March of 2020?
No way. This is not speaking to me.
Yeah.
It was My Corona.
Oh, wow.
We played My Sharona and said My Corona when we did updates on this tiny little pandemic that was going to be 2 weeks to flatten the curve.
Yeah. Man.
And before, because it hadn't even come over to America yet.
Right.
Like,
no,
there
were
stories
joking.
About other countries.
It was hilarious. Yeah. My Corona. That's the number 4 one-hit wonder.
Okay.
Who wants to go first on round?
It's Hack's turn.
Okay.
I have a guess now.
Hack, if you don't get one of the top two.
Man, if it's my guess, I'm going to be so pissed.
You guys, I'm looking at these songs. There's only two that... might not. Old Soul Aaron should get the one.
What if you let us guess?
I know I'm missing it.
I don't if you let us guess?
Go. Okay, go.
Vanilla Ice, Ice Ice Baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
No, I don't even have it. He had more than one song. Because he did the...
What?
You got, I
he's
think
got
that was just
song?
His biggest song. Your version
what was
of One Hit Wonder.
That's Ice Ice Baby. Then he had another one that was... look it up. You're allowed.
Okay.
He had more than one song.
Okay.
He's not a one-hit wonder.
Right, but like that doesn't make
you guys
them
don't
a
understand
hit.
What a one-hit wonder is. This is maddening. There are people in their cars. We're getting
I
texts.
I named one.
Okay.
Okay. What? Go. Who's going next?
I will.
Go.
Yeah, go ahead. Somebody that I used to know, Gautier.
That's a good one.
That is actually a song that I have here somewhere,
but it's not on the top 10.
It's not. Where did it go?
That's
who's
be,
compiling
honestly.
This?
Yeah,
like Ranker or something. You guys, when you hear people? These songs, you're gonna go crazy.
Everyone's mad hearing the song because they're like, it sounds like anxiety.
This is a remix.
Is it?
Yeah. A little
it's just what's...
It. Yeah.
Okay, great. Here we go.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah,
I do
you
have
get one
a
more
guess.
Guess.
This is also a song that we play. Spin Doctors. Two Princes?
Two Princes. I don't have it pulled up here, but I think that might qualify.
Okay.
but like it's not one of them. Okay, I'm just going to start blasting through.
I'm the only person
through.
Who's made two guesses that you have on your...
Excuse me. Oh, top 10.
Does anybody know this song?
No, I didn't make top 10.
I've heard it.
This is in the Sandlot.
Great.
It's just they're riding their bikes to the baseball field. Right?
Nobody?
No.
What is it called, huh?
Spirits in the sky.
Yeah.
Yep.
Tequila?
Tequila. This is a one-hit wonder.
Is this
Brick House?
This is Wild Cherry. Play that funky music, White Boy.
What? This is going so poorly.
Look, I had such hope. All right, guys, we're getting into the ones that are going to be a little more current, but this is all time.
Yeah. Are you saying that Tequila was not one of them?
No, Tequila's not.
Okay, also from the Sandlot.
They had other songs.
Yeah, apparently.
Should I give our phone number again?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is, I forget the first three, but it's 8-6-7-5-3-0-9-9.
Wait,
do you know how exhausting this is?
Do you know how old the people you're talking to are?
Okay, then pretend you don't know the song.
Huh?
Okay. Pretend you don't.
If you're so old, then you shouldn't be able to do this. Ready?
Here we go. Just did it.
Okay. Too old for this.
7-5-3-0-9.
Oh, because you're so young.
Didn't the person from that song have to change their number? Like, it was a real phone number, and then...
There's a business somewhere.
I got a thought for you.
There's only four left because I've blown number four, so we have 5, 3, 2, 1.
Okay. Jesse's Girl.
He had more than one hit.
Really?
Yes.
Who was that?
Rick Springfield.
Oh, then yes, he had more than one. It's just like...
You better love somebody. It's late. That was him.
Don't know that song.
This is... Okay, this is the last one that you may not technically know, but you know this song. So it's the first video ever shown on MTV.
I thought that was Thriller by Michael Jackson.
Oh my God, MTV was...
What? Wasn't he like the first... Okay.
I heard you on my wireless back in 52.
This is that old?
Yes.
I wouldn't be able to tell you the name of it.
No, or the artist.
Killed the radio star.
Oh. Whoops.
This is blasphemous to play on the radio. Turn it off.
Okay.
We're actually three recording songs left. This on video, too.
Three songs left, and you guys have gotten none of the top three. Would you like one more shot at
one
thinking
more,
about?
One more.
Go.
Macarena.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who was that even
I don't know.
I didn't even pull it in. That is a one-hit wonder, but no, it's not. In that vein, I also pulled this in. This is also not one of the songs, but like...
Oh, yeah. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Gina's all I need.
I'm going to keep playing weird songs that aren't on the list.
Funky Town Lips, Inc.
Right, congratulations. Also not on the list, but a one-hit wonder that you haven't named.
Who made this list?
I still think James Blunt belonged on the list.
There's three left. Should I give them?
No, just leave this? Make one more guess.
I'm going with Vanilla Ice.
Did
still.
You have an epiphany? Have you had an epiphany lately?
Vanilla Ice was my epiphany.
Are there any
love? The Outfield. What's your love? The Outfield.
That is a great one. I don't have that, and that is not on the list.
Okay, yeah. Their B sides are pretty good, actually.
All right.
I'm trying to think of like current. Like, there's.
Oh.
You're calling this current?
No, these are the top three.
She was gonna guess.
She's still got time. She wasn't gonna get it. Ready? What's this song?
Come on, Eileen.
Oh.
Very forward. Okay.
I hate that song.
What about other like wedding songs? That's what I'm trying. There's some like wedding songs.
I have to wrap
songs.
This up.
Okay. Why don't you
number
just
two?
Tell us?
Really?
Who is this? Kylie Minogue?
Soft Cell?
Yeah.
But you know the song.
Of course.
Yeah. I got one.
Okay. I'm going to, before you say, because I want this to be the last one.
Okay.
Has anyone had an epiphany?
Well, this may be my epiphany.
No, but what's an epiphany? It's another word for an epiphany. Oh. Like a something moment.
I don't think mine is
a moment. Some kind of moment is like a
one shining moment.
A moment in time.
So not Love Shack.
No.
I think them. Mark Ronson with Uptown Funk. We haven't heard from him since then. That should count.
He wrote "Tell Me Something, Boy." Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, why don't you just tell us?
Nobody's having an epiphany,
a bright idea,
an aha moment.
Take on me, aha.
It's too late. The number one one-hit wonder.
And what about for the 21st century? Yeah. Okay, I guess we'll go.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I know that the words I'm about to say can cause anxiety in the room, but I don't have a choice.
It could be anything.
It's time for a family meeting.
Oh, no.
Again?
Yeah.
The family meetings have in the past had a...
Well, my family called a family meeting when my parents got divorced.
Correct.
So.
That's when I did it with my kids. And the last time I think we did it, we've done it on the show with Erica, or have we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember what we did.
I think it was for a fun thing, though.
This one is kind of fun.
Oh, okay.
But it's also, it's just a little stressful. Here's the thing. This show does a radio thing. And then every once in a while, like every year, we go outside and do something.
More than every year.
Well, I mean, we don't do a lot, though. We've done one Live at 5 total this year.
That's true.
Which was awesome. Fits in the Tantrums were great.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, you guys, we have a very, very, very full schedule. Uh-huh. And I definitely don't think anyone in management understands it. I'm not sure that anyone in this room understands it. And this is the moment for everyone who listens to our show to understand it.
Okay.
On October 1st, Wednesday.
That's correct.
We are having a Love is Blind watch party.
And can people still RSVP?
At this moment, yes, but I believe we're cutting it off at what are the letters you like to say? EOD, COB.
Oh, I like an EOD.
EOD.
Yeah. End of day.
End of day today. But whose day? Like a contractor's day, a banker's day?
Maybe our day?
7 p.m. then?
Sounds nice.
EOD for this show. EOS.
End of show.
Nice.
Okay.
There are a very limited number of seats left to the Love is Blind party. Why should we want to come to this Love is Blind party, everyone?
Well, you get to hang out with us.
Okay, now give real reasons.
She was going. She was starting to live.
Yeah, but don't start with that lame one.
Oh, okay.
You get to hang out. Well, fine. We're giving away Ed Sheeran.
There it is.
And also, you get to hang out with us.
Yes. So the Love is Blind premiere is that day.
Mm-hmm. And on Netflix, or you could watch it with us and win.
Which will be even more fun because we'll be at a bar. Mm-hmm. Duets, Tap and Grill.
Yep. 24th and Champa.
Thank you.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Not a dueling piano.
Yeah. Free parking. They got a parking lot there.
Mm-hmm. They do.
So come hang out with us, but you cannot come unless you RSVP.
Right.
Do that immediately at alice1059.com.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in radio, we're taught one thought per break.
Yeah, nope, not this time.
Nope, because this is a family meeting.
Yep.
We're all getting our calendars out. A few days later, that Saturday, Taylor Swift's thing is out.
It's a movie. Well,
I don't know what it is.
It's a music video premiere disguised as a movie, or will she surprise us and go, good on everyone who's got tickets. It's a full movie. That's a rumor I'm seeing.
How long do we think it? A full 2 hours?
Oh, I don't have a clue.
If you don't know, no one knows.
Don't look. If she says no, don't look at me.
So we have an entire movie theater that morning, Saturday morning, 10:04.
89 minutes?
89?
Very Easter eggy of her.
Behind the scenes footage of
89 minutes, yeah. I get it.
So it's behind the scenes footage of the whole album creation, lyric videos for songs, personal reflections from Taylor Swift.
And the premiere of the Fate of Ophelia music video.
That's the single.
Okay. So that's all happening on 10/4.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Saturday.
That's Saturday, and it's happening. Are we considering that Denver or Parker? Do you know? It's at Arapahoe and Parker Road.
I think it's technically Arapahoe Crossing.
Yeah, I think so. It is Aurora.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Question.
Yep.
How do people get into that? They can't just show up, right?
I think that's an RSVP thing. It's code word.
Yeah, we'll have keywords all next week.
Okay.
Morning show.
Yep.
We'll have them.
8:30,
Heather will have
12:30,
them.
4:30.
Oh, okay. 8:30, great. 12:30, 4:30. You'll get a code word. Could get you into the theater with us.
Very fun.
Okay. the next big thing, and this could be the biggest thing, we are welcoming Colorado's newest citizen, Erica.
The princess wave.
Yeah,
Erica, the Colorado Dunn party is officially going to happen.
Woo!
We're not announcing the RSVP date for that yet. It's probably going to be sometime next week. But we want you to get it on your calendar. That is October 7th.
Mm-hmm. At Lone Tree Brewing in Lone Tree.
Yes, mm-hmm. Because we're already covering Parker with the Taylor Swift thing.
That's right.
We're heading over to Lone Tree. So we're going to roll into Lone Tree Brewing. We're going to be weighed down with Colorado-themed things.
Yeah, like prizes.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We're trying to get prizes from a lot of the places you went to.
Yeah.
Including some venues, some big venues. Yeah, the venues.
Some kind of red one.
Yes. Yes. Concert tickets will definitely be given away that day. Mm-hmm. Gift certificates to restaurants that you went to mm-hmm. or other Colorado-themed restaurants.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
It's all things Colorado. There will also be Colorado-themed things like, I don't know, do you ski or ride? I bet you we have some stuff for you at this party.
Yeah.
You guys know that I've never skied.
Oh, my God.
Party
canceled.
No, she's not one of us.
No.
I think this could be the year.
Okay.
Okay.
So that is 10-7.
Yeah.
And we'll tell you when to RSVP for that. Do we need to go through them again real fast?
Sure.
Yes.
Love is Blind. RSVP right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. At Alice1059.com.
Thank you. That party's Wednesday.
The first.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. At Duets in Champa Street.
Okay, this is the worst family meeting we've ever had.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Taylor Swift. Who's divorcing?
Taylor Swift.
October 4th
is on Saturday,
uh-huh.
And you will win those all next week at 7:30, 4:30,
8:30,
4:30,
8:30, 12:30, and 4:30.
That's what I said.
Okay.
Aaron's here to keep us in line.
Okay. And finally, you are going to RSVP for the Colorado Dunn party.
And I want to remind all the people who texted in saying they were in for that.
You said you were in.
You better be there.
You better be in.
We'll find you.
Yeah.
So we'll give you the RSVP date for that. And T-Hack, no one is getting divorced.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I feel like I did the wrong thing. But also, I want to make sure that Slacker was not involved.
The wrong thing?
Oh.
Oh. He wouldn't. Well, actually, he would have done the wrong thing. So I was driving to work, and I do know that Slacker arrived shortly after me today because he walked by my car as I was on the phone. And the problem
there was a really awkward exchange between us, I think, but I don't.
Well,
want to
I was
talk
trying
about it.
To. I understand. You were walk up and open my door, and I was like, I'm on the phone with my mom and like having a serious conversation.
Just to be clear. How many times in our relationship have I ever walked up and just got in your car?
Never.
Never.
You've never been in my car.
Right. I've never been in your car.
Right.
But in your brain, today was going to be the day during your serious conversation that I'm just going to be like, Doctor, hey, where are we going, Tex?
Well, like, it was like,
what are you?
Yesterday, you walked behind my car and it was on and I was on the phone. So I thought you were going to be like, let it rest, girl.
No, because you, I don't know if you confided this in me. You were like, don't you ever just need a sit?
Yeah, a car sit.
Yeah.
Everyone has a car sit. You don't
like
car sit?
While you're driving it?
Here's the deal. I thought she was crazy, and then I remembered when my kids were real little, and like we're doing the show, and it was like real intense in here, and then you know the second you walk in the house, it's just going to be like, huh, it's like, I'm not comparing kids to dogs, but if you don't have well-behaved dogs, and you walk in, they're jumping all over you, and you're just like, I got to shake off what happened over there, mm-hmm. all the work day, and then psych up for like just being attacked.
It's also like the minute you walk in the door, like for us, it's like cooking dinner, get the dog.
It's
you
like,
might
there's
peel.
No ramp
it's
up.
A
you're
moment
just
of rest.
Right. Yes. So usually I get home and I sit and I answer whatever text came in on my drive home.
You just have
that's
a little car
the big
sit.
Part. Or I answer emails that came in on my drive
Look
home.
Look at Hack. He's so in love with his wife and his kids, which I was too.
Yeah, getting like, attacked is the best part of the day. When I barely am in the door and they're running towards me because I know that's not going
to
last
But
forever.
What if you have like an email you really need to answer or a text
if
that you
saw? If you don't
do
it in the car sit, it's not going to get done.
No, I just actively know I'm not going to get to it.
Oh,
like,
wow.
It's not my
What's
priority.
What's that mental health like?
he is truly the healthiest person.
Yeah.
I feel guilty just being in the car because I know my wife is, I know my wife is at home with the kids all day, both working and taking care of them. So I already feel like
you're hauling butt.
My sit is, I'm driving and I got my alone time in the drive home. Like, that counts.
So I feel like I got to get in there to help. So, and to be attacked because they still...
No, that's
yeah, the attack yeah. is true. It's not as fun when it's a dog because you're just like, dude, you're clawing my face. It's like...
Oh my gosh, I love it when Swanson's excited when I get home. Recently, he's been real stoked.
But it's like, you don't want to... Like, if you don't want your dog jumping on strangers when they come in, you got to not let him jump on you. That's how you train a dog.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because yeah. you're training him like, oh, anybody new? Yeah. Right, yeah. And then true. It's like, and somebody, I come over to your house and it's like, oh, Swanson, down. It's like, what are you talking about? You let me do this every time you come in. Like, your dog does not understand the distinction.
No,
so,
he doesn't.
So you
but
have to stop.
That's not what this is about
okay,
anyway.
Sorry. Okay. Anyway, so, you told me there's a sit. I thought you were having a sit.
Yeah, and I was.
I wasn't going to get in your car, you psychopath.
But I do know that you parked after me. This is important in the story. I was driving to work. I was getting off whatever that freeway is.
225, I-25.
I think it's 225.
Sure.
On to Bellevue.
Sure. Not off no, 225. You are. Okay, that's I-25.
Shoot. What?
Oh my God.
Okay,
we
that's
are
fine.
Canceling parties that we have no, lined no, up no, that no, have no. to do with you no, being one of us.
Okay, so I'm getting off and I'm turning. And right in front of me, I'm on the phone, mind you, right in front of me, a car just veers into the other car. And just like, they kind of like butt bump and then like keep going. But there's a mark on the white car. And I'm like, oh no. I'm on the phone. And I'm like, oh no, I just watched an accident. And I think they're going to pull over right away.
Yes.
There was a small black car. And I just want to make sure you weren't the one involved, slacker, that hit the white car and they... You watch them just hit the gas and shoot up Bellevue.
Well, that does, that part sounds like slacker.
Right. So I just want to check in live on the radio.
So there was just
this is really what you're doing right now.
Yeah. Just to make sure. So the white car was the one that got scratched.
The black car hit it.
The black car hit it.
No, my car got a little bit of...
Well, hold on. I was going to ask if there was white paint on Slacker's car. We could just go look real quick.
I didn't go all the way to the Chargers check.
Why would you?
Oh, you did kind of hide it far away. Yeah. Now that you say it like that, you're always like, oh, my car's way out.
If any part charger. Of anybody in this room thought I was a part of a hit and run, does it seem like a great idea to bring it up on the Federal Communications Committee regulated?
I'm going to be honest. I'm pretty sure it was not a Tesla. But you guys, I watched like a car chase. Like,
so then they chased so them? They chased me?
Yes,
oh,
yes.
I didn't see him. So my Tesla's so fast. I'm like,
the black car went, and then the white car sped up behind it. And I'm like, oh, now they're going to pull over. Then the black car goes, it takes a turn. And then the white car goes, it takes another turn. And they're chasing them. And then they chase them into a parking lot. And I didn't see what happened.
I'd be following them.
Well, I was like, did I not? I instantly was like, I should take a picture. And then I was like, I'm driving. Like, I was going to try to take a picture of the license plate of the black car. But then I was driving, so then I couldn't do that. What should I have done?
Butt out!
Yeah, don't get involved.
But they were running away!
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I have a story about a man. When you're driving, you got to keep your head on a swivel.
Safety lessons. I like it.
I feel there's a pun in there, and it's not going to make me happy.
I've got a story of a man who was trying to impress one person. Impressed a lot of people.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in Florida!
Let's go! Go!
Let's go! He was driving.
Okay.
And stopped at a red light. Saw a girl. Or I don't know, maybe the girl was in the car. There were girls involved.
Gotcha.
And he wanted to impress them.
Oh, don't. Please don't.
So we tried doing a burnout.
Excuse me.
At a red light.
For the gallery, what's a burnout?
Is that when you're holding down the brake and the... Or
you're screeching your tires in a true burnout. Well, that's called a power brake burnout, where you're holding the brake with your left foot and then have the gas. If you have a powerful enough car, the front brakes will hold and the back will just blast out.
And then is that when you swivel, kind of?
You can. Fishtail?
Yeah, that's... I forgot the word. I'm sorry. You know what I meant. Okay, so he tried doing that. The bigger problem is that he'd been drinking. And there were cops nearby. And they noticed.
Always look around when you're about to do a burnout when you're wasted.
And also, they're just not impressive.
So the girls don't like that?
Yeah. But yeah, the revving of his engine.
I just did one.
Revving of his engines caught the cops, and then they got him, and now he's in jail. No girls there.
Oh. Yeah, but I'm betting the boys in jail are probably
they
super.
They like the burnouts. Like,
yeah, only boys like the burnouts.
Tell me more about your burnouts.
My story is out of China. A man has gone viral on social media. He was riding one of those electric scooters.
Oh, nice. I don't think I have the sound of that. So, Erica?
It's like a...
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Thank you, Eric,
good.
For the assistance.
Yeah. He somehow collided with a temporary traffic light. And in doing so...
He collided with a temporary... Okay.
And he got
like
his
the one that's low to the ground.
Yes. Yeah, and he got his head caught inside the metal casing. It was wedged so tightly that firefighters had to come. He was at one point laying in the middle of the road with the traffic light
May
over
I stop
his
you
head.
For a second? May I stop you? I didn't know what this was, but I saw this picture.
No way.
It's like he looks like Marshmallow, except with a traffic light.
And did he go into the traffic to help it keep going?
No, he just laid there on the ground, I believe.
He just laid there, yeah. It took firefighters almost 40 minutes to cut him free.
Yeah,
it was stuck on his head. His physical injuries are going to heal, but yeah, he's super embarrassed. The man was quoted as saying he felt like this was a real crossroads in his life.
Okay. I'm really looking for the picture.
Okay.
He wasn't quoted as saying.
Oh my gosh! What?
Oh my god!
I don't know. I don't know how you crash in such a way that your head goes inside He looks like Marshmallow with a traffic signal.
He can breathe. Oh my god! I'd be freaking out so much.
He can breathe. He's fine. Like, can anybody wrap this up?
Those were all the stupid people we could find.
Green light.
For today.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios. Open an account online in minutes at belco.org. Belco, banking for everyone.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.